Good evening. We are finally here a couple minutes too late, but I tell you what, we are Decrypt, we are Pretty Metaphysical, and this is the wrong music that got set to cue. Pretty Metaphysical. Go, and guess what? Wow, that didn't work. We were supposed to be Metaphysical. So good evening and welcome. I am.
This is
Jackie.
We have
Charlie
and
Diane.
And we have two new friends with us tonight. We have
Mercedes
and
Faye.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. So tonight we have an interesting show in hand. Last week we got to hear a little bit about Decrypt and Trinity Metaphysical. Met some of the friends. Tonight we are going to focus on one of the special people in the group. We're going to focus on Jackie. We're going to learn a little bit more about Jackie, her background, her gifts, how she helped. A little bit on her life, and just going to dive into that. I'm going to open up the room right now, too, and what we could do is you guys can call on in. I'm still trying to hop onto Facebook. Give me one second here, and you can talk to us in all the different areas. First thing we're going to do is I'm going to turn this over to Jackie, and she's just going to say to everybody.
Hello.
Hello. You're killing me.
All right. Well, I've always been into the weird stuff, paranormal. Since I was young, the paranormal, the ghosts, UFOs, that kind of stuff. But, you know, when I was young, there were, like, some things that had happened to me that were different and strange that, you know, a lot of times you don't talk about. And, you know, so I knew it was a little bit different, but one of the things that I did learn as I got older and I had sat with, you know, some psychics and mediums and things like that is I had a really hard time sleeping in my room. And it was because I used to tell my mom that I saw too many boogeymen, and it was actually what I found out is I just saw a lot of spirits. So I was afraid of it, you know, and you know, something that you know, when I was younger, I kind of closed that part off because it's not something I was comfortable with. And you know, as I got older, I was still in, you know, really excited and you know, passionate and interested in the paranormal. But when I was about 17, I started doing ghost hunting. And myself and a few friends would go out and, you know, do ghost hunting things and stuff like that. And, you know, then I got older, I had a family, and you kind of pushed that stuff aside. But I was still interested in all that. And then, you know, what happened was a few different things actually happened in my life. I used to always feel like something already happened and I had already experienced it, but I couldn't figure that out, so it was like deja vu. I did that all through high school, and I did that all through life, actually. And then there were things where I just kind of knew something was going to happen, and then it would happen. And I actually did have, like, people that would joke and say, "You're psychic, you should know what's going to come." You know, like, they would joke with me like that, and, you know, I did have a few family members who were, you know, very similar. I had an older sister who used to do the astral travel, and she used to do a lot of stuff with the metaphysical. But what happened was my older sister would be joked about, and she'd be, you know, people would kid about her behind her back and things like that. And so I didn't come out and talk about what I was able to do. And you know, we just kind of did it. I just did it on my own. If I got something, then I kind of kept it to myself. And then what happened was I had, like, a major kind of traumatic experience and a life experience, and a lot of stuff happened. And my gifts that I had kind of just opened up. And then I started using them a lot. You know, one of the things that happened, even before that happened, was I had had diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, and that's when I started
you know, really kind of looking into other alternative ways of healing, I had gone to the spinal surgeon, and they had told me that I could only fix it with surgery. I didn't want surgery. And my lower discs were completely compressed, compressing my sciatica. So at that point in my life, I was literally in the fetal position. I couldn't even walk. I used to walk. I used to exercise. I couldn't walk. It hurt to walk. It hurt to do everything. It hurt to get out of bed. It hurt to, I used to, you know, do all the things where they told you to take the tennis ball, you stick it in your back and you lean it up against the wall, yoga, everything. And I was in so much pain all the time. And so what I did is I started researching the energy work. My sister was, you know, had learned Reiki and a few of my friends. And what I did is I researched it, I learned about it, and then I started working on myself. And what happened is I just completely worked on making a little space between my disc and my sciatica. I had the MRI, so I knew what it was going on in my back. So I kept working on it and working on it and working on it. It took me a few months, but I've never had a stitch of pain since. So I always say, you know, one day I'm going to go back and get an MRI and see exactly what it's done in there. But I can do everything, you know. There isn't anything that I can't do, and I don't feel the pain in my back anymore at all. And that is amazing just in itself. And that's how I really got into the energy work, or kind of got pushed into the energy work. And then, you know, I was in the medical field. I was a medical assistant for years, so I worked with doctors. I worked with patients. I assisted with surgeries. So I've always had, you know, an interest in the medical side anyway. And it kind of just correlated with, you know, when I went through this, you know, bad experience in my life, that my other gifts started to kind of, you know, open up too. So what it did is when you do energy work, it does open you up more. Your awareness gets opened up more. You're going into a more relaxed place. You have inner peace. So it actually helped with that. So actually being an energy practitioner helped with growing my gifts as well. But, you know, when they decide they want you to have gifts, if you're open to having them, you're going to have them. And if you're somebody who wants to develop them, you know, then you're going to develop them. And whenever, I always tell people this, if you've always been interested in something like the paranormal or, you know, intuitive things or UFOs or any of that kind of stuff, there's a reason. You know, it's that's part of your inner voice telling you, okay, it's guiding you to that, because there's a part of you that's a little more open to it, maybe a little more aware, and you're able to develop it a little bit more. But I have heard a lot of people say sometimes that when they have had some type of big experience happen in their life, sometimes it could be traumatic, sometimes it could be great, but a lot of them, they do, their gifts, that's when their gifts blow open. It's almost like you get to a level where you have to have pure faith, and when you're faith is tested, and you're really as low as you could possibly get, sometimes that's what it takes. Because you have to find that place within yourself. And I was told once by a very well-known, famous psychic, I had a hard time struggling with what I was able to do, and, you know, it was a lot of stuff all at once, and it was very overwhelming. And you also have to struggle with the people you used to know who didn't know you that way, or maybe you didn't tell them a lot of the stuff that you were able to do because you thought they were going to, you know, say something. Big thing with judgment. One of the things I noticed for people is they usually are able to kind of open up their gifts more when they don't feel like they have any judgment at all, whether it be from family, from friends. And sometimes you do. You have to kind of separate yourself at a time so that you're able to, you know, understand what it is you're going through. It really is a self-transformation, especially with that, because not only are you trying to understand what you're all of a sudden able to do, but with what people on the outside feel about it. So it's a hard process to go through, and once you embrace it, that's when everything seems to fall into place. And the one thing that psychic had said to me was, you know, she's like, I went through the same thing. I had family, you know, that was just like, no way, you know, you can't do that. And friends who, you know, thought I was crazy. And she's like, you know, you don't worry about them. You own your gift. You have it for a reason. She's like, you were meant to help people. She's like, you were given the gift to help others because that's what you were meant to do. And she's like, that's why you were always drawn to that field, you know, of helping people and doing things with people. And she just said, you don't worry about what anybody else says. You know what you're able to do. And the people who you're meant to help will come in front of you, and you will change their lives. And, you know, the phrase, own your gift, is one I use for a lot of people because they sit in front of me the same way I was, you know, unsure and uncertain and, like, amazed at the same time because it's so exciting, you know, especially once you're able to actually communicate with people who have crossed over, you know, your own relatives who've crossed over, you know, things that maybe you wish were said can be said, you know, and there's lots of things like that. Like, it amazes me when that was probably the biggest thing was when I had so many spirits that were trying to communicate with me because people think you're crazy when you're saying stuff like that. But at least with people in the store and people around here, you can't be crazy when you're telling somebody what somebody says who's crossed over and you know nothing about them. You know, if somebody's, you know, father comes through and you have no idea who this man is, but you're telling them what he's saying and you don't even know where it fits in their life and they know exactly where it goes, you can't make that up. It's just that person trying to come through. They're right here with us. It's just a matter of somebody, you know, being open to it. And I tell this to everybody. Everybody has the ability to grow their intuitive side, but not everybody chooses to. Not everybody believes in it. And some people are just a little more open to it and a little more sensitive to it, so they're able to get a little bit more. Not everybody does everything either. And that's okay, but one thing I always learned is don't ever let anybody tell you can't. You can't do it, or you're not psychic, or you can't talk to spirits, or you can't do this. Because the minute they plant that seed, that's how everybody closes themselves off, you know. And how do they know if you haven't sat in front of them, you know? So, you know, I think the biggest thing for me is, you know, like I said, I've been through a tough time, so I did notice that my gifts expanded the most through that, though. And like I said, I did hear from other people who've gone through the same thing, and they said that it's really a big thing about faith and self-love. And with self-love, there's a very fine line between self-love and ego. And most people have a really hard time teetering on that line. But when you can find the self-love and have that spiritual connection as well, that's when they say, you're just open to anything that comes in. You know what I mean? You're just a loving person, and you want to help people, you want to talk to people, and, you know, now it's taken me a long time, but now I'm able to say, you know what, I don't care what anybody else thinks, because, you know, I am what I am. I say it's, maybe it's not a really good analogy, but somebody can go to school to learn to be a brain surgeon. They never cut somebody open and learned how to do that. But if you go to school for 10 years and do that, it's okay to have somebody operate on you for the first time. But nobody can learn or grow their gifts, like, as a psychic or a medium or, you know, a healer or anything like that. That doesn't make any sense. You know, why? We take classes. We do schooling. We do, you know, it's just because it's not, you know, the norm. So I always tell people, don't let anybody tell you that you can't do something, ever. And if somebody who's crossed over that's a relative wants to get in touch with you, they're going to. So, you know, there are a lot of people who know that their family members are around them. They might not think they're psychic. They might not think, maybe they don't even believe in this stuff, but they just get that feeling that something's there, and they really are there, you know. So, you know, but like I said, you know, energy work-wise, I have a background in medicine. I'm also a Reiki practitioner. I, you know, have experience in other modalities as well in healing. I'm a reflexologist. I'm a spiritual counselor. Also a gemstone jewelry artist. You know, I started doing jewelry and healing jewelry as well. And when my mom was sick with cancer, I made cancer bracelets that represent each, you know, 18 different cancers. And I, you know, used to put those, I have those actually in a hospital. So they're sold in the hospital, and I have them online, and I donate the money to the Cancer Society. So I've always had a little bit of, you know, my hands and a little bit of everything with that. So even before I started doing, you know, working with this full-time, you know, helping people, I was already doing that stuff. And I just, you know, your path kind of rolls into, you know, wherever it's supposed to go. So I just don't question it anymore. I just take every day as it is. And that's why I tell people, you have to live in the now, you know. Okay, so...
All right, I just want to check. Right now I'm getting some feedback. People are cutting in and out. So we're going to do one more thing just to reintroduce everybody. And what we're going to do is listen to ourselves right now. So we're going to have a little bit of a delay in the microphones, but I just want to make sure everything's going. Like I said, some people are just telling me right, it's cutting in, it's cutting out the audio. So I just want to make sure everything's going good. So bear with us, all our listeners. So, again, we have
Jackie
and
Mercedes
and okay. And
Charlie
and
Diane.
All right. So, let's see if that works. Again, apologize for this. Okay, again, I'm having issues over here. If, let's see, let's go to a caller over here. We have a couple numbers over
Dana.
Here.
Well, we have Dana.
We had Dana. Dana hung up. Fortunately, I have no ways to screen anybody. Let's try this caller right here. Hello, how you doing? You're on the air with us. Can I get your name, please? Hello there, caller. You're on the air with us. Can I get your name, please?
Francis.
Hello, Francis. How you doing? And what brings
you to our show? I'm fine, thank you. I had a renter that I showed my home to today, and I just wanted to see what you guys see, and, you know, the intent there was, if there was any intent in there.
Oh, okay. So you're just seeing if we can kind of like pick up something ahead for you, see if whatever you showed someone your home, so you're seeing if they're going to go for it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah. You said you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'm renting out my property. I have it for rent and for sale, and I showed it to someone today, but I wasn't quite sure what her motive or intent is, like if she was interested in renting it, because she also asked about the alarm system, the security system, which was a little bit odd. I didn't go into detail with her with my system, you know.
Unfortunately, we're not that kind of show where we don't actually give out stuff on the air like that. We're just more of the discuss metaphysical items. I wish I could help you on that one.
Well, you can help me with whatever you guys. Any info? Anything come to you?
Nothing comes to me. I'm actually really not that psychic myself. Jackie was just talking. She's our store owner. She's our medium. She's our clairvoyant. But right now she just stepped out. But I wish there was some way I could help you with that one. But again, that's not our format. We don't give out stuff on the air like that. Where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Oh, then you definitely can't come down to New Jersey and take a stop in our store. Again, I wish I could help you, but I can't.
Can you
can't
put me
really
on hold until she comes back? Or
we're not that type of show right now. I'm sorry. We just discuss these topics on here. We don't help people. We don't give out live readings on air. That's not our thing.
Oh, you don't give readings. I see what you're saying.
No, we don't do live readings on there. That's something. If you want a live reading, we would invite you to come down to the store
And that's actually part of the business aspect of Trinity Metaphysical. But right now, we're more of a discussion topic.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, well, yeah, I just want to reiterate the fact that we don't really give out live readings on air. We're just basically discussing Jackie, her life story, how she got involved with this, and this show is pretty much how she's helping people through the store. Again, we won't be giving out live readings if that was something you would have to schedule to come down yourself. All right, so Jackie, if you want to come on back.
There's people that are having a hard time getting their text me and they can't get on.
Okay. That's right. It looks like the site is having some issues, too, here, whereas I can't even get on to see what we have. But we're going to try working through this. We're going to try working through all of this and see how we go. Charlie, do you want to take over? Is that you calling right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. What I'm going to do is keep you on. All right, so where were we just before when everything started going on?
We were calling Dana, but she's not there.
All right, so we're calling Dana, but Dana wasn't there. All right, so
call him.
Where were we?
He just texted.
Okay, so Rob, you just texted in right here. Let me give Rob a call and see what he has to say. Again, we apologize for this. The site doesn't seem to be working too well. And you're not hearing anything. Okay, let's try this again.
Well, here we are. We're still talking about everything that Jackie's done. We're talking about things that Jackie's done and how she's felt as a little kid. Jackie, let me ask you a question. When you were small, right, and you said that you told your parents, I guess, you couldn't sleep because all the boogie people.
Boogie.
Okay. Well, you know, everybody's got them under their beds, in their closet, whatever. Did your mother understand? Did she listen to you? Did she have something to say?
My mom, yeah.
Was your mom gifted?
I feel she was. She liked all this stuff too, but when I told her, I actually told her and I had told my older sister once, and she said that doesn't surprise me. I didn't tell my father because my father would have told me. I remember running down the stairs one time when I was like 6 or 7 because I thought I had gone somewhere and died, and I could see myself. And I remember running downstairs going, like, scared to death, and him telling me he was going to take me to Greystone. So you want to know what? I never, ever, ever told him again if I ever got, like, weird stuff like that. And I can still remember those particular little instances or times, but, yeah, my mom was really good with that. And, if we talked and I told her not to, talk about it or mention it, she didn't.
Okay.
You know, but she did tell me that my father actually had said to her that, he had a really good gut instinct. That's how he worded it. And he had said that there was a lot of times that his gut saved him, when he was in the Korean War, from knowing when somebody was going to come up, when they were in the foxhole or whatever. So, she definitely felt like, it was part of the family.
Now, she felt it was part of your dad, or did
on both sides, actually. People I've sat with have told me that it was on both of our family. So, it's not. I mean, my younger sister is involved in stuff like this as well. She's definitely intuitive. She does the Reiki. She's, she connects with her spirit guides and things like that. So it's definitely something that runs in the family.
Do you know how far back was it? Like your grandmother too? Or?
I'm not sure. I do know my sister, my older sister felt like there was a lot on my mom's side. I know it was on my, had to be a lot on that side because of what she was able to do. And since my mom was married twice, so she actually had a different father. So that would be my mother's side that where she had a lot of her gifts from as well. So it's just she was a little more over the top with them, and she didn't mind really talking out about them and things. So people were a little, she kind of like looked at her a little funny, and it's hard when you see that kind of reaction. And especially if you have people who you're used to being around. I'm a much more like easygoing type of personality. And a lot of times it was easy for me to just, if somebody told me something,
I would, you know, if I wanted to say I was something and somebody said, no, you're not, or if I said, blah, 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 and then I'm like, no, you know, no, that's not how it is, it's this way, I tended to just kind of go with the flow or go with the crowd. And it wasn't until, you know, things started to get, like, overwhelming for me that I was like, you know what, I can't do this anymore. I can't have anybody around me who I feel is going to, like, either squash me as I'm trying to grow or have judgment on me or, you know, and they had said that to me once, you know, everybody who goes through a metaphysical change goes through that. You know, you go through stages of growth where sometimes people, you kind of, not intentionally, but you kind of end up pulling away from some people or some people end up pulling away from you. You're on a different vibrational level. It's different, and it's not anything mean or intentional or bad. It's just you kind of grow apart, and it's not that it was meant in a bad way, but sometimes I guess the universe, you know, kind of takes those people out for a reason, you know, and it's just because you wouldn't have been able to grow like you could because you would have been too busy worrying about what they think, you know, or what they're going to say or, you know, their opinions. And when you have too many opinions in the pot, it doesn't work. You know, I said that once, when you can't define yourself by other people's opinions, it takes a long time to get to that point. You know, it really does.
Yeah, we, you know, I think just about everybody out there who's listening, you know, what do we have, like 16,000 callers now? We'll get to them. All right.
I'm keeping myself on hold so I can
hear
you.
No, but I mean, all of the listeners that are out there now, they're probably agreeing with you only for the fact that you can't live your life according to what other people think. So you sit down and you talk about, you know, your abilities. When you were small and you started developing your abilities, did you ever think that you'd get to the point where you are now as far as how you can help people?
Oh, no, because when I was young, I kind of closed that all off. And when I got, you know, when I got more involved with it, yes, I did it. When I was able to help myself with my back, I did it solely to help other people. And I opened the store
hey, Robin,
to help others, you know, and I got called a lot of names. You know, I got called by people who had been here or readers that had worked here. I got called Charity Metaphysical. I got called, you know, you don't charge enough money, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I want to help people,
yeah,
so you know what, I'm gonna do whatever I have to do to help people, and you know, that's how it works. You know, you have to give, you have to have the right intention. That's another thing with this field. You have to be doing it for the right intention, and for me, that's just who I am. I want to help people, and you know, if you succeed in helping people, then that's a plus. You know, but you know what, if I was able to help myself like that, then I can definitely help a lot of other people who feel like it's their last. Because I had no idea what I was
going to
do, you know.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm asking Jackie questions, and she's gracious enough to tell us exactly how she felt. I just want to let people that are listening out there know that last year, about a year and a half ago, I had a problem with my Achilles tendon, and where I basically stretched it to some extent, and I went to my regular physician. And he said to me it was going to take between 6 and 9 months to heal. And if anybody's ever pulled their Achilles tendon, you'll know how painful that is. Well, I came to the shop. I had been coming here. You know, we did a few things as far as, you know, ghost investigation classes and stuff like that. And then I realized that Jackie did energy heal. What happened at that point was my wife said to me, I said, let Jackie heal you. And I wasn't sure if she was actually being serious or if she just wanted to see if, you know, it was going to work or not. But I had Jackie work on me, and I told my physician about it. And he said to me, very openly, hey, if it works for you, do it. So I did it. And within about a month and a half, my leg was healed. I could walk
hey,
normally
how you doing?
Instead of limping around like Chester from Gunsmoke.
Oh,
I mean, it was actually a really good deal to actually get healed like that. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's going to be in the same frame of mind, but when you, number one, when you believe, when you have a great practitioner that's actually working with you to heal you, and when you have a practitioner that actually knows how to heal, it makes a big difference in your life. So, I mean, you know, I appreciate, you know, what Jackie's done for me. But now the fact that, you know, you've healed people in a lot of different areas,
mm-hmm.
not just my leg or somebody's zit on their face. Something like that. I mean, you know, there's a lot of, you know, I'm joking. But why don't you tell us about some of the people?
Well,
some people that you might, you know, might have helped.
Well, sitting right next to you is Betty.
Hey, how are you?
So Betty actually has a really interesting story. So I don't know if you want to, you know, ask her a few questions and start with her. She's one of the ones healing.
I had been to the doctor, and I was having problems for probably more than a year, and finally said to myself, you've got to go to the doctor. And I went, and the first visit I had, we knew that there was really a extenuating circumstance, and and 3 days later, I had emergency surgery at 2 o'clock in the morning for a rupture from that surgery. And then come to find out that there would be two more surgeries. One was for cancer, which was in my colon. And I have stage 4 cancer. I say have, but I know had. In my heart, I know had. And I went on for several more surgeries. I wound up with a hysterectomy, 5 feet of my intestines removed, and my lower bowel removed. And it wasn't, I can never say that my faith wasn't there. My faith was surely there. And I kind of liken the people, I am a firm believer that people come into your life when they're needed. And for me, it was like a star formation. I had wonderful doctors. I had wonderful friends. I had wonderful family. And then came along wonderful Jackie. I went past a couple of times and I said, you know, something drew me here, and I've always believed. I have always believed in the whole psychic realm and everything like that, but it wasn't that I walked into the door to ask to be healed. I walked in the door to ask that I be able to accept that healing and accept what God has given me. And it has been over a year now that I see Jackie every week. And she's put, you know, your healing process is your body is also, your mind heals your body. I firmly believe that too. And I was able, with the help of Jackie, to just accept this and to deal with it, to understand that maybe from the carcinoid I have had, that other people will certainly be helped. It was just like they told me, it's like 1 in 200 people will get something like this. And lucky me. But I know I'm going through all of this for a reason. I've never ever said, God, why me? Because I'll tell you, you see those kids at St. Jude's, and you can't mm-hmm. say, why me? So that's basically my story in a nutshell. You know, and you know, you have to believe, and you can't meet Jackie and not believe. You just can't. So that's basically my story. And I'm sitting next to Mercedes, who has a story of her own, and... So what's your story, Michelle?
Well, I come to Jackie primarily to get cards read because I feel that that's what helps me in my everyday life to kind of figure things out. But just recently, a couple weeks ago actually, I had Jackie read my cards about my career path and really what was going on in my life. And I'm kind of in a tough spot right now because I'm only temping and there's not a full-time position available where I'm working. But back in December, I filled out an application for a group home to work with developmentally disabled in a residential program that I work with developmentally disabled now for support employment. Anyways, came to Jackie, and she read my cards and told me that my life was on a good path and my job situation was going to look up. And then last Wednesday, actually, I got a call and did a phone interview with the ARC of Essex County for this group home position. Today, I had a face-to-face interview, and I just have to call them back to set up a second interview with the person who runs the group home. And I went into this face-to-face interview today thinking it would only be for a part-time position, and I was actually offered a full-time position, so that's what I'll be talking to the group home manager about. But, I mean, I feel like Jackie just gives people faith because I'm in this rut, I'm temping, you know, just temping, and then I talk to Jackie and it restored a little bit of my faith, and then all of these good things start happening. So if you have someone in your life just to give you that little bit of a push, it helps, and Jackie does that. So, and I come here pretty frequently, probably at least once a month, but it's worth it.
Obviously, we all have good things to say, you know. And again, you know, you sit there and say, temping, I don't know who you were talking to, working for the job, but we need to talk after this because I know somebody.
Okay.
So, you know, just in case.
Hey, look at that. Hook us up. Hook us on the show.
But, you know, we all have our lives intertwined with Jackie. I mean, it's just great, but Diane is one of our group here at the shop that comes for healing. Diane,
yes, sir.
What you do?
Well, I did the energy healing once, just as a lark. It was on a bring a friend, and I don't know. I was watching people do it. I thought, well, I'll just try it, see how it is. And it was such a bizarre experience. I got kind of hooked because I wasn't really having anything particularly physically healed, but I was getting a kaleidoscope of, I had my eyes closed, I was getting a kaleidoscope of colors that were really bright, and I thought she had strobe lights going, and I actually found it pretty annoying because I was trying to relax, and, you know, I just had these colors in my eyes, and then after it was all over, when I opened my eyes, the room was dark, and I'm looking all over for the strobe lights. What'd you do with the lights? But I guess she was just balancing out my energy at the time. And I was working in a fairly negative environment, and I didn't want to be part of that, and I was trying to keep it off me. And so I came for energy healings on a regular basis just to keep me in a positive mood and keep me balanced and to not get sucked into the negativity and, yeah, keep it going. I've also had other strange visions and stuff because I kind of go someplace. I don't know where, but whenever she's done and I come back, I feel like my body is really heavy, so I know I've been out someplace. You know, I can't describe it. It's like she goes, "You're done." I'm like, "Oh, God," and I can't move my arms, and I can't move my legs, and I hate it when it's over. But
well, what energy, the thing people probably who might not know what energy healing is what energy healing does is it balances the energy points in your body. For some people who know them as chakras, that's what they are. Each energy point correlates with glands in your body. So depending on what's going on in your life at the time, a lot of times things are affecting your body, and they're starting actually in your mind.
most of the time. And what energy work does is it balances you. So if there's an area that's a little blocked or off, you know, it kind of clears it out. So for balancing, that's usually what it does. For people who have anxiety, it's great for them. It calms your mind. It gives you clarity. And for people who have specific illnesses or condition, you know, we're able to work, you know, more intensely on that specific, you know, issue as well. But a lot of people like it just because they always feel so, like you said, heavy. And after you get your energy work, you just feel lighter and just like, ugh. You know, it's almost like Xanax without the pill.
Well, most of the time, I can't even make it home.
Yeah.
As soon as I go home, I go to sleep. So it's like, I don't know how I'm going to drive home tonight because I'm already like...
it's absolutely great. There's a lot of people who suffer from anxiety. And I actually have clients who've gone off their medication, you know, but they come for energy work, you know, regularly. They didn't want to be on medication, you know, so they've gone off it just from, you know... And some of them have bad, you know, they have bad panic attacks and things like that, so... It's able to help them. I mean, I work on children as well. I have a lot of patients that are, you know, around 12 or 13. You know, kids are going through a lot of things, you know, especially once they hit puberty and going through things in school, you know, issues they have to deal with in school. And it's very good for that, you know. So, but it's great for everything. You know, when people are, they know there's a sickness going around, I have a lot of people that come in for an extra dose of energy work because they're trying to, you know, build up their immune system so they don't get it. Or if they're getting over something, what it's great for is releasing it quicker. So, you know, for some people, it's done some huge things for them. You know, there's a few people that I've worked on that it's actually changed their lives completely. You know, and
I can feel it when I miss it.
Yeah,
you know, if I miss a day,
they do say that.
I started out doing only one day a week, and now I do two times a week. And it makes me feel a whole lot better.
Diane, you said that you were in a negative environment when you started?
I still am.
Oh, you still
am? Yeah.
What would that be, negative environment? Would that be where you work?
Yes.
Oh. I'm just curious because many of us that are listening to this that might fall into that same category.
Oh, well, you know, it's just...
And it helped you?
Yeah. It's not anything overt. It's not like there's always fighting and yelling and screaming. It's just, you know, it's not very positive.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that are just stuck in a negative place. So,
how did it make you feel when you were at work?
Now. Oh, now?
Yeah.
Well, it was difficult because I could recognize it, so I was trying not to be involved in it because I didn't want to be that way. But the energy work made it a lot easier to just let it go and not get, because it's very easy to get into a negative mindset when you're surrounded by it as well.
Mm.
And that isn't good for you on any level, any which way.
Yeah.
It can make you sick. It can, you know, just make you miserable.
Yeah.
I don't want to be miserable. Like being happy.
Well, I think that's what most of us want to be. Most of us want to be happy and content most of the times. But, you know, when we sit here and we talk about, you know, singing Jackie's praises, whether she's a teacher or she's a healer or she's a practitioner or, I guess that's the thing, healer, right? Practitioner. Or whether she's just the leader of our group for the paranormal or however you want to look at it, we probably look at things just a little bit differently. We look at things all together, all in one, and state of mind is everything. Probably with the energy healing, Jackie allows us to calm down, get out of the real world for a little while, center ourselves a little bit, and actually use our energies to heal ourselves. And she uses her energies basically to force out what we don't need in our bodies, which is great. So, I mean, we talk about a lot of different things here. But when you sit down and you actually get energy healing, which I'll tell you the truth, 5 or 10 years ago, if you would have said to me, let's go down and get an energy healing, I would have been like, yeah, come on. Energy? What? Come on, yeah. I don't have enough energy to get off of the couch. I'm right now, okay? But now, we sit down and we come down and let Jackie work on some form or another, it really makes a big difference. So... Jackie, let me ask you a couple more questions. How long have you been in your shop right here?
We're going into our fourth year.
Wow, that's amazing. And basically you've seen other businesses in the area come and go.
Oh yeah, I mean, it was tough in the beginning.
I tell you what, hang on a second. We have a caller. Let's see if we can get them on the line.
Hello? You were muted.
There we go. No, we just had you on hold for a while. How you doing, Rob?
What is the mic?
Hello, Rob. You there?
Yeah, you there? I'm here. Are you there?
I'm here right now. Can you hear me? Or is this Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is Mike.
Mike, how you doing? Thank you for calling in. We've been having a devil of a time trying to get these calls going on and trying to get the screenings going on. I tell you, we got a little more work to do, but thank you for calling
in. Must be the spirit activity.
Well, I tell you, last week it had made us about half an hour late. This time we're only about 5 minutes late, but we got the spaghetti cables and the patchwork going on. But thank you for calling in. What do you have to say to us tonight?
Well, about a year ago, first of all, I'm a skeptic. I do believe there's people out there with abilities, but I do believe there's a lot of fluff and fruit. And are you still there?
I'm still here. I got you.
Okay. And my brother had been going to Jackie, and he tried to get me to go up there, and I'm like, nah. So, I don't know. One day I just went up with him, and for over 20 years, more than 20 years, I've had a horrible problem with my weight, and I just couldn't do anything about it. And anybody who's overweight and has tried over and over and over again knows how depressing it can be. And I've gone and I've talked to professionals, and I haven't lost any weight whatsoever. And in the meantime, you know, I'm really overweight. I'm on diabetes medication, high blood pressure medicine, all kinds of stuff. So I come to see Jackie, and right away, as soon as I met her, it just felt like, you know, a connection of the soul. It's as if I knew her already. It's like I'd known her forever. So, she just made me feel at home, very comfortable. And I went for the energy healing, and I honestly don't know what happened. I just don't remember what happened. And when I woke up, it's as if I woke up out of a coma. Like I was in a coma for a week. And I felt really good. I can't explain it. And it's
Rob, what do you do that would put you in a... I'm sorry, Mike, what do you do that would put you in a coma for a week? I mean, what kind of job do you have that would do that to you?
I don't know. I mean, I don't drink, so it could be alcohol. When I got done with the energy healing, I was afraid to get off the table because I felt like I was going to go right through the floor. And it was a weird feeling. It's something, you know, I hadn't experienced. It's as if I was, you know, just going to go right through the floor. I can't explain it. So, you know, that was it. I had the reading. I go home. And in the next 4 months and 3 weeks, I lost 103 pounds. And taking off the diabetes medicine. Now I was taking off 2 out of the 3 medicine. Plus I'm walking 3-4 miles a day. I mean, for 20 years I struggled. And, you know, I'm sitting in the chair, you know, I just didn't want to move. And that one session with her completely changed my life. It was unbelievable. It's like, you know, nothing short of a miracle. It was just, I've been to professionals. I've tried for 22, 23 years, and I just couldn't lose the weight. And in less than 5 months, I was down 103 pounds, and the doctor was just, he just couldn't believe it. And, you know, once he started taking me off all the medications, you know, he did the blood work and everything, and the diabetes was gone. The blood pressure was down. My blood pressure, at one point, it was 200 over 120. And now I'm down to 118 over 76.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I'm glad to hear you're doing so well.
I had no idea Jackie had that kind of mojo going on. I need to drop a couple pounds myself. I'm looking at her right now. She's never mentioned this to me at all. we've known her for a year or two now. This is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I mean, if people have any doubts whatsoever, all they have to do is come in. And after 1 minute of talking to Jackie, they know it's going to be a positive outcome. There's just something about her that's just, she's just really great. I mean, I can't say enough about her. I mean, she changed my life where others couldn't. And, you know, really? I don't say that freely. You know, I was holding on to a lot of crap over the years. Because the type of job I had, you know, I see a lot of things that really weren't very pleasant, and, you know, the job had to get done.
What did you do, Mike?
Well, I was a police officer for 28 years, and the last 15 years I ran the crime scene unit. So I see, like, a lot of really horrible things. I mean, you know, suicides, homicides, you know, I don't know how graphic you want me to get here, but, you know, the job had to get done. And I would just have to shut things off to get the job done. All right, I got to do this. You know, most people see something that you know, makes them throw up. And I'm like, you know, in the middle of it, you know, just getting the job done. And what happened is anything else in my life that was, you know, hard to deal with, I would just shut it off. It became a natural reaction. I would just shut things off. And, you know, that all changed. You know, I've had a few more energy healing sessions with Jackie, but it all changed. What I struggled with for years all changed in just, you know, that first session. And, you know, I come back for recharges every now and then, but it was just absolutely amazing. I mean, people that have known me, you know, I who haven't seen me in a while, they're like, my God, what happened to you? And, I mean, yeah, it was something else. It's just something it's amazing what it is when you struggle that long to lose weight. And you just can't. It gets, after a while, it gets very depressing. And you're like, you know, you just want to give up sometimes. And I never thought to go to a psychic or an energy healer to lose the weight. But I'm like, you know what? It can't hurt. And I cherish the day. I cherish the day that I met Jackie because she has completely changed my life.
Aw, thank you, Mike.
Well, it's true.
All righty. Well, is that it for you then, Mike, or you got anything else going on?
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you're quite welcome. No, that's about it. I mean, I'm still going strong. I'm still losing weight. I work out more now. It's, I don't know, Jackie flipped some kind of switch in my head that made everything right.
Nice. Very nice. All right, so now we have Rob on the other line. I know Rob's been trying to get in. So, Mike, I'm going to say thank you very much for calling. Thank you for being a friend of the show. And we're going to hear back from you. And
you're
over
quite
to
welcome.
Rob now. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank
All right,
you.
See you later.
Bye, Jeff. Bye, Jackie.
Bye.
Hello, Rob. Thank you for dealing with us. Thank you for calling in. I know it's been a hectic night trying to get in with the phones. And you are live with
us. Yeah. We've been having some technical difficulties, I guess.
Oh, man. If you could only see the hodgepodge bunch of wires coming out of this poor laptop right now. I think this thing is gonna need some more energy healing after this show.
I think it's gonna take more than energy healing to fix some of the problems.
Oh, I know. We've been working on this like crazy. So, Rob, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I just wanted to call in and talk about some of the positive experiences that I had going to see Jackie. I have some rather, I guess to me they're unusual problems, but I've had problems with anxiety where, you know, it's not something that I ever would have thought to try and try energy work, but it was helpful for me. And I don't know, I haven't been able to listen to the show because I've been having trouble dialing in, but I know I've spoken to Jackie, and she's told me about some of the other problems and, you know, that other people have that have, you know, and they seem like as if they're kind of normal problems, and I feel like the oddball that I'm having anxiety, but, you know, it does help. And even just, you know, just to de-stress. I mean, we all live in a crazy world. We have busy lives, and sometimes, you know, I really kind of think that Trinity Metaphysical is a lot like this little bastion of peace in a crazy world, you know?
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And she always says cookies, too.
My wife's not listening, but she does. I'll come down and she'll have those, like, cookies out and stuff. My wife's having on a diet, too. I got to talk to her about this weight loss thing. My wife's having on this diet. And I tell you what, I hit those cookies like crazy when I come down.
Well, you know, if Kelly's listening, she's going to kick your butt.
I know. My wife's going to find out anyway because she always does. She's probably listening right now. She's shaking her head. She made a nice batch of cookies anyway. Yeah, Rob, I've had the energy healing done by Jackie one time before and having not knowing anything about it, going into it completely cold, it was interesting. What I thought was cool about it was the heat coming off her hands, which is something I haven't heard anybody touch on yet. I mean, I've had people, you know, you put their hands on you, if you got a sore shoulder, yeah, let me try this. But, I mean, her hands got hot. I don't know what it was, but, I mean, you felt it. And you felt something right around the skin that you don't normally feel.
You're not touching her, maybe you can feel it.
Well, the other thing, too, that was really interesting is you know it's not in your head because we actually had someone take video with a thermal imaging camera and to prove that it's not psychosomatic. They're really, her hands really are generating heat. And that is something that I got to say, especially, you know, I've had back problems, you know, for a lot of years, and that's another thing that I've had help with. And it's one of those things that kind of defies the laws of physics, but at the same time, you know, it's very interesting.
Rob, have you ever heard her hands whistle?
No, but
they whistle for
you
me
know,
all the time.
Honestly, I am usually in such an alternate universe when she's doing energy work on me that I'm flying on that blue cloud somewhere, so I'm not really paying attention to any noises going on.
Oh, I know that blue cloud. Been there.
Yeah, I no longer need Jack Daniels to take me there. I'm able to, you know.
Yeah,
well, this is a lot healthier for you, Rob.
Jackie Daniels.
There you go. That's, you should bottle that.
Yes. All right. So right now, Rob, we're going to say goodbye right now, and we're going to try to get in touch with another friend at the store, Eleanor Tice. Now, hopefully, she knows I'm going to give her a call right now, and we're going to see how this works out. All right, so I'm going to get on the phones over here and try to give her a call if one of you guys wants to take over for me really quick.
Sure, I'll take over.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Just wanted to
all right, Evan.
Night, Rob.
Night, Rob.
Oh my God, that's funny.
Working here. No, but what I want to say was we talked about the healing aspect. We talked about, you know, all the other aspects of what happened here at the shop. But we really hadn't spoken anything about some of the ghost investigation, paranormal stuff we've done. And I just wanted to say that, you know, I came down here because my wife knows I like to watch TV and see those guys that were on TV and do different ghost investigations. And she said, oh, you really like that stuff. And she saw that they were having classes here at the shop. So, came down the shop, took the classes. I actually passed the test. It was kind of tough, but I passed it. And all of a sudden, we started going out on investigations. And I tell you what, it's kind of amazing when you start to use everything you've been to the shop for training. And you start recognizing things when you're out there on an investigation, such as those feelings that you used to have, and now you recognize what they are. Or you sit there and you get a name put into your head from you don't know where, and all of a sudden somebody else gets the same name, and now you've got people actually agreeing with you on the fact that you're contacting somebody in the area. Well, we went on a couple of ghost hunts, and I'm sure that everybody uses different types of electronics. One of our investigators had a ghost radar, and we were at a pretty active site, and the ghost radar said we were getting kind of aggravated because we weren't getting any response, and I was getting a little aggravated, so I started to try to, I guess, inflame the services a little bit. Started seeing a few things I get that would have got me ticked off, so I figured it would get the ghost ticked off. And all of a sudden, the name Dick came out on the ghost radar. And I said to the fellow that was holding the ghost radar, is that a name or is that a body part? And he goes, I don't know. I just got it. I don't know what the ghost radar is. So the next thing that came out was my name on the ghost radar. It said Charles. And I got inflamed immediately because now it's coming back at me, whatever the spirit was trying to say. And I looked up at the ceiling and I said, are you calling me a pick? And the next word that came across the ghost radar was exactly. And I was like, what? I wish I had a couple of guys up. We should leave the room because maybe we're getting too friendly. But what was interesting was I turned around immediately and just said up into the air, when we come back here to Glenn's house, we're coming after your butt. And all of a sudden, all of the indicators, our EMF detectors, everything just went off. Not off like in a good way, like lit up. It went off. It was like he left the room. He was afraid of us. And it was interesting because without any of this training, those people would have gone running out of the room being scared and wondering what they were getting involved with. But with the training that we've had with Jackie, you know, obviously you act professional, wait till you get outside, then you scream.
I think you scream for 2 in the morning.
Two in the morning, yeah. But we've had some ghost investigations. One was out of Pennsylvania. That was at an old estate. And it was extremely active. And we sat there. When you pick up EVPs, I guess when you see EVPs on TV, and they say, do you hear that? Do you hear what it said? It said this. And you're like, what? I didn't hear anything. But anyway, listen. I could go on and on about this because they get excited about it. What I'd like to do is we have Eleanor on the line, right?
We have Eleanor on the line. I'll bring her in right now. And hello, Eleanor.
Hi. Hi, Mark.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, just fine, thanks. I've been listening.
Oh, good.
It's a good show.
Our technical difficulties. I'm going nuts over here trying to keep up to it. But Eleanor, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about your interactions with Jackie.
Oh, Jackie's terrific. She's a great energy healer. I really didn't quite believe in that before, but trust me. I've been in there different times in pain, and after her energy healing, I had no pain.
Nothing. Very cool. Now, what did Jackie work on for you?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
What was Jackie working on? Like, what area was she working on?
Oh, on my back. I have a lot of back trouble. And and so then I remember going in there one evening, and she worked on my back, and she said, I told her I was in pain, and she said, well, we'll take care of it, and she really did. There was no more pain after she gave me the energy healing.
Now, there's something I want to talk about a little bit. Maybe you can help me with this. What about Jackie and her readings? What kind of insight can you give me on that?
Okay, she's a good reader. I've had a few readings with her. She's excellent.
Like, what have you guys talked about?
What do we talk about?
He doesn't know, like, what kind of subjects are covered in reading. So he means, like, you know, cause, like, usually when people get readings, they don't want that to divulge that personal stuff.
What I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, did
like family?
Well, there you go. Yeah, did she pull family? Was she validating things that were happening to you right now? I mean, things like that. I mean, and was it interesting when the validations came true or were proved?
And yes. Believe me, she's an excellent reader. That things, yes, have come true, and also she's been right on about things in my life.
Really?
I don't want to go into it, but she's really an excellent reader.
Excellent. Now, Eleanor, while I have you on the phone, and I know this is a little off topic, I want to talk a little bit about a little gift that you might have.
Okay.
Now, I've been pitching your psychic portraits every time I'm over here in the store doing something. And I have Mercedes here from one of the last ones that you did. Now, I don't have the I don't have it with me or queued up or anything like that, the picture, but when I tell you that picture was spot on to her grandmother, when she brought it in, I went, ooh, wow, that's awesome. Mercedes.
Eleanor, do you remember the last friends and family? Okay, first of all, I come in here all the time and have never gotten a psychic portrait done, and last time it piqued my interest, and I said, let me visit Eleanor and get one of these done and see what it's about, and it was really fascinating because you don't even ask any questions. You just do what you do, and it was incredible, and we were trying to figure out who it was, and I sent the picture to my mother, and she sent a picture back to me of my grandma Wanda, my dad's mom, and Eleanor, the next time I see you, you're going to drop on the floor from how exact this picture was, but I showed everyone this week, and it was absolutely incredible. Maybe we can upload it. I'll put it on the Facebook page so everyone can see it, but it was really phenomenal.
I meant to throw it on our slideshow, but I just kind of ran out of time. The kids wanted attention, so.
Awesome.
Excellent. Well, I could probably
thank
do it
you
now.
For telling me. Thank you for telling me about that. Oh, gosh. I love doing my psychic art. I've been doing it since October 29th of 2010, and so it's not been a very long time. But when I was in England in the 80s, a psychic there predicted that I would be a psychic artist. But he said it wouldn't be for a long time, and he wasn't kidding. So from the 80s till 2010, before it started, I tried different times, but it just didn't happen.
Wow. Now, one more thing before we move on to something else, I just want to ask you, how do you get the images in your head? Well, you're trying to rephrase it.
I don't.
How does it come
to
you?
I don't.
It's just a pen on paper and just let your hand fly?
Yeah.
I might see an eye or a nose, but Paul Dubois is the one I channel. He was a famous sculptor and a portrait artist. He died in 1910, and he guides my hand. It's all up to him who he brings through.
Really?
So I have to give him the credit.
Excellent. No, I've always wondered how that goes. Like I said, again, if it was just like an image in your head that you're getting it. You're just letting free association with your hand going on the paper there. But that is absolutely amazing.
Jenna, can I say really
something?
Don't.
Sure.
I really don't get an image of the face only once in a while. I might get an eye, maybe an eye with an eyebrow or something like that. But that's about it. Otherwise, he guides my hand. I am channeling Paul Dubois, who is a French artist.
Oh. Excellent. All right, Eleanor, thank you so much for letting us talk to you tonight. And
you're
keep
welcome.
Listening. You have a great show. And I'm going to plug you later on, right before we leave. We have a little event coming up. I'll plug you there. But I will see you on Sunday.
Ben, you'll see. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you said.
No worries. I will see you on Sunday, and we're all going to say goodnight to you right now. How's that?
Oh, good night, and thank you very much. See you on Sunday.
Bye.
Good
night, Eleanor.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, Charlie, what were you just saying there?
No, I was going to say that I did see the picture that she did for Mercedes, and it really was something, but it must be that, was it Paul Dubois?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It must be the French in her. Yeah, she's got to start drawing people with clothes on. No, no, she does a great job. But I did want to say something else that's on my mind. It's just the fact that Jackie, obviously, she's got psychic and mediumship abilities. And she actually was telling me about things that my mother, I guess everybody's close to their mom, you know, in some respect.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, my mom's been gone a little while now, and I'm an older guy. Just over the 60 mark there. And, you know, you miss your mom even at my age. And I didn't think I would ever be talking to her again until later on. But Jackie actually did help me communicate with my mom so much. She called me a couple of times and sent me texts that my mom was talking to the colony. And you know what? Some of the things that she told me were just absolutely spot on. Just amazing. Things that only a mother would know. So I just wanted to let everybody know, between being psychic and medium stuff, and, you know, the healing and everything, it's just pretty amazing. But did I see we have a whole bunch of calls here. We got another one you want to talk to?
We have another caller here.
Okay.
Fortunately, I can't screen it, so we're just going to take a chance and go live. Hello, Fred. How you doing tonight?
Wouldn't let me.
Hello.
Hello, how
are you?
Talking
to me?
Welcome to the show. I'm talking to you. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Melissa.
All right. What do you want to talk about tonight?
I have a question about my boyfriend, fiance, about the finances. He's working. I'm not working because I'm taking care of our newborn baby, and it just seems like he's putting his money into, like, a different account. And he's being really kind of secretive about all the money that he makes, but is telling me not to go back to work. The money's just kind of not adding up, so I'm just wondering if he's doing that. There's a large amount of money missing.
I tell you what, that's not tonight's show. If we're going to call and do something like that, that would be a separate show. Right now, we're geared for something else, and for me to actually do this stuff on here, just kind of get psyched up and, for lack of a better term, in the mood for it. We will have that possibly another show. Where are you calling from anyway?
Connecticut.
All right, that's not too far away. If
don't we have
see.
A show coming up in Connecticut?
We can have a show coming up in Connecticut. Let's see here. Jackie does, she will do a phone reading if you want. You can link us back to the Trinity Metaphysical site. You'll see it on this site right here. You can find us right in Facebook for Trinity Metaphysical. And we can set something up for you right there if you'd like. Or I can even give you the number here right now really quick if you'd like to set something up.
I guess I could take it down.
Okay, really quick, and then I'll have to cut you off because we're running out of time here. It's 973-209-7070. Like I said, you just give Jackie a call right there, and she'll take care of you. off air, and that will be another time during the day or something like that. All right, Melissa? Thank you.
Bye.
Find that money. Thank you very much. All right. And again, really quick, people, we are not doing readings on the air tonight. Tonight is pretty much a get-to-know-Jackie, get-to-know-her gifts.
So why don't you tell them about your first reading?
Oh, me. All right.
You got a little teary-eyed.
Oh, I did get a little teary-eyed. I have always been hesitant towards these kind of things. Not because I don't believe it, because obviously I do because I'm here, but because I've always figured in the reading, whoever was going to come through, which is probably my mother who passed around as 12, was actually going to hop into Jackie's body, take her hand, and slap her across the back of the head. But, it was very, very interesting. My wife's, I'm not going to say her name, but she's always coming here, and I've known Jackie for a while, and they're both telling me, listen, you've got to come in for a reading. Someone's got to talk to you. Someone's got to give you a message. And it was very, very interesting. We pretty much sat down, and she validated a couple of things. She validated, you know, that I get stressed out at work, and anybody would, and that I'm a completely different person at work, and a lot of us are. But then, the one person who wanted to talk to me, who's been hounded on Jackie for a while, my mother, came through. And it wasn't anything like the money's under a rock, or, you know, don't step out in traffic today. It was just, you know what, I'm proud of you. What you did, I'm proud of you. How you... And it was really, really nice. I liked it. Like I said, I was always leery of going in because I was always leery of personal things coming on. But it's like that. It's nothing is judgmental. But it's just hard to explain. Some of the things came up, like when I was a little kid. She brought up things from my childhood. Again, no, I've never discussed it before. I'm not going to discuss it on the air because that's me and my life. And maybe for Jackie to know next time she gives you a reading. But it's interesting because the things that she brought up were things I was still having issues with now. And it's just amazing how it all kind of fits in. And it gave me a kind of like peace and solace at that point. And it wasn't things I was actively worried about. It was things I was passively worrying about. Just issues going on. But yes, just even things from my childhood that she could reach back and bring up and kind of rekindle my mind just put me at ease for a couple of things. What do you say?
Yes. You got a little
misty-eyed. I did. I did get a little misty-eyed. I am a little bit of a sap. I do quite things. The Iron Giant is one of the movies I will cry at the ending every single time.
Well, the thing about the friendship with me is I connect in through the emotional side of somebody, and hence I'm obviously a very emotional person, so that seems to be how I connect into them, more through the heart, and more through, like, things that were on an emotional aspect. So those are usually the messages that they'll receive from people. And it is, there are a lot of people that some of the messages they've gotten are things that, like, from really long time ago, or from, you know, maybe issues that were surrounding the death or some type of thing they didn't have closure with that person just needs to get across to them. And but for a lot of people that do come, there are a lot of people that have like things like that where there's some unfinished business or, you know, that type of thing.
I know. One of my things I was always worried about is, again, when my mom was young, she passed when I was 12. She was out in Seattle, and I remember being there. It was right around the end of the time where she had a relapse. She was very sick. And I was 12 years old. You know, I'd been out there all summer. I missed my friends. I wanted to go home. And that was one of the things, like, I always held it in, and I said, you know, I wasn't there when my mother passed it. And I always feel like I had abandoned her when she passed. But, you know, that was one of the things that, again, I thought I wasn't going to get personal, but I brought out. And Jackie kind of reassured me it was okay. She understood, you know. Things like this happen. You're 12 years old. You're not going to want to be around that. But that was one of the things that always harped on me until I got the message when it was okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, Shane's actually had a neat thing, though. Like, you had a spirit in your house, remember?
Oh, like, that was an awesome reading. That was a very interesting reading. I had a house or a Halloween party at my apartment, and the next night everything was dark, went to bed really early. I went out to go into the kitchen or something, and when I was walking back to my room, I jumped probably 10 there because next to me I saw this figure, and it wasn't like an aura light or something. It was a clear outline of a male. It looked kind of like a shadow, but I knew that it was something that was there. So I came into Jackie probably maybe the next week or the week after that to talk to her about it. And, you know, she kind of gave me insight onto what was in the apartment and why it was there. It came in with someone who came to my party.
And she validated all that, which was great.
Yeah. But it was a very weird thing, but apparently I attract them.
Well, Mercedes is very, you know, sensitive and intuitive herself, so spirits are drawn to people who they know they can communicate with, you know, and you're definitely somebody who they're comfortable with.
I almost wish I wasn't.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
I'll trade with you.
I'm going to classes now to learn how to be like that. And I always ask myself, you know, I always thought I had kind of gift when I was young. I just kind of turned it off. And I'm thinking, wow, can I turn it on and turn it off at will again? And so I'm just kind of opening things up. And yeah, my wife is laughing at me because, yeah, I took the class the other day, and I guess I was... Whoa, 90 seconds. All right, so I'm going to save this for another story. Another show, another episode. Saved by the bell. But I would like to thank... Jackie and Mercedes and Betty
Charlie and Diane,
and also the Dragon Roll I just opened up. It looks so
and amazing. All the people that called in, all my clients who have become such good friends.
All the people that called in and all the people that bared with us as we're still trying to get these phones going. And from what I hear, all the people that tried to get on tonight and listen, but the site was giving them issues with the player. I'd like to thank all of you for coming down and listening to our show
tonight.
And next
week is all about Ecrypt and our EVPs
and
stuff.
Next week we're going to pull up some radio gold. We're going to talk about Ecrypt. We're going to talk about the equipment that we use. And if we can pull it off... We are going to do a live EVP session in the studio. The first part, we'll talk about the EVPs. We'll take one, do the equipment segment, go over the evidence while that's going on, and then see what we can play for you. Really quick also, really quick, we are going to be at the fire station at 772 Warwick Turnpike, Hewitt, New Jersey, 07421, Sunday from end to end. I have 10 seconds to get into the fact that we will be broadcasting bit of recording, but talking to some of the people there. We're going to have Jackie there. We're going to have Diane doing some crystal stuff. Eleanor's going to be there doing some spiritual stuff. But guess what? I'm out of time, so thank you very much for showing up, and bye.
Bye.